Hi, I'm Carl Lazoos. Today on CNN Student News, we begin by continuing our coverage of the shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, and we're looking at a way to help those affected by this tragedy begin to heal. That healing process will be a long one for many people in Newtown, but slowly some of the first signs of normalcy are returning. Students started going back to school yesterday. Teacher groups said that classes would discuss the shooting in age-appropriate ways, trying to help students make sense of it. Class was not back in session for the students and teachers of Sandy Hook Elementary. They won't go back until January, and when they do, they'll be at a different building about 8 miles away. On Monday, we covered the shooting in depth. You can find that show on our homepage or at the CNN Schools of Thought blog. Teachers, that's also where you'll find a post that shares some tools to help discuss the story with your students. Gary Tuckman now looks at how some specially trained animals are taking part in the healing process.
9 golden retrievers on the march, making their way into a recreation center in Newtown, Connecticut, for an emotional rescue to help comfort the children who survived the attack at Sandy Hook Elementary and other children in town. Therapeutic canines were sponsored and trained by Lutheran Church Charities, transported in a van for a 900-mile ride from Illinois.
What is a comfort dog?
A comfort dog is one who brings comfort to other people when they're suffering or hurting, or bring happiness to people, helps people process their grief.
They're specially trained?
They are specially trained. These are all trained service dogs, but we don't use them with disabled, but we use that training, and then we train them additionally to work with all different age groups and people. To some people, and we've seen this with children, it brings a sense of calmness in a time of confusion for them during this period. To some, it helps them process their grief. They'll start crying and they'll hug the dog. And to some children, they'll come up sad and they'll walk away happy.
Do you know that Luther is incapable of being mean? Luther is a friendly dog.
Well, Hayden loves dogs.
When does training begin to be a comfort dog?
5.5 weeks. We buy puppies at 5.5 weeks and turn them upside down and how their temperament is, and from that point on,
you turn them upside down. So if they are turned upside down and they flail, they can't be a comfort dog.
Our initial screening is if they can be relaxed in that position. Then we start the next process, which is a trainer that works with them one-on-one for the next 8 months to a year.
We've been asking on our blog what you think can be done to keep kids safer at school. Amira says schools should have more security guards with better training and more available defense resources for the trained security personnel. Ian suggests limiting access points for perpetrators and educating students on what needs to be done in case the worst happens. From Cole, campuses could be surrounded by fences that can't be climbed as easily as chain link fences. Jack thinks the best course of action is to have at least 2 or more staff in a school with guns to protect themselves and the kids. John writes, the only reasonable solution is to have stricter gun control. Not a single American needs an automatic weapon unless it's government issued. Macy says too many people have guns and use them for the wrong reason. In Nick's opinion, a change in gun laws wouldn't solve the problem. We need to focus on mental instabilities in children. Heather also says we need more attention brought to mental health care to prevent things like this from happening. CNN is looking for your iReports. If your class or school is taking action to honor Newtown, Connecticut, head to iReport.com to upload your photos in our Newtown assignment.